Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has been clear about our positions in private with our Israeli partners, just as we have articulated them publicly time and again, said Robert Wood, United States Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs.
The United States' commitment to Israel's security is ironclad, and I want to repeat, ironclad. We want to see Hamas defeated, Sinwar and other Hamas leaders brought to justice, and the hostages released. We have been very clear that we oppose Hamas's control of Gaza. At the same time, we also do not support and will not support an Israeli reoccupation of Gaza. And we have long maintained our objection to any large-scale military operation in Rafah that risks mass civilian harm.
According to the United Nations, the situation in Gaza has been described as a catastrophe, a nightmare, and hell on earth. In the past 2 weeks, more than 800,000 people have been displaced from Rafah into other areas of Gaza. Most of the displaced have sought refuge in Khan Yunis and Deir al-Balah, but the situation there is horrendous, with inadequate latrines, water points, drainage, and shelter. It is therefore evident that Israel's preparations to meet the needs for those displaced people are insufficient, said Ambassador Wood.
Israel should take immediate and decisive actions to remedy the situation and ensure the protection of civilians. There must be no delay. Lives depend on it.
If there is a bright spot in this disaster, it's the opening of the maritime corridor. The first shipments of humanitarian assistance have arrived on the shores of Gaza through the multinational humanitarian pier, said Ambassador Wood. When at full operating capacity, the humanitarian maritime corridor can provide assistance for up to 500,000 people in 1 month.
More aid from the United States and other countries continues to arrive in Cyprus, where it will be loaded onto ships for delivery to the pier. But in the effort to mitigate famine, aid by sea is not a substitute for aid provided by land. And so, the United States continues to work to further increase the amount of aid getting into Gaza by land crossings.
As President Biden emphasized yesterday, we need an immediate ceasefire to stop the fighting and bring the hostages home, said Ambassador Wood. Hamas must comply with the Security Council's resolution and release the hostages. That is how to bring the fighting to an end.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.